starts Lock with the top. Radio. Add in the pilot.
San Francisco Tower, clear to land on 29er right.
Flight 232, clear to land 29er right.
150 sleepy passengers homeward bound. Descending through the clouds, flaps full, gear down. Runway in sight, where the rubber meets the road. And touching down, those Goodyear tires. Everything we learn making tires for commercial airliners inspires what we roll into yours. Go to Goodyear.com to find the right tire in store for you. Goodyear, more driven.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen on Shark Tank. One obstacle many small businesses face is that getting the capital they need can be a difficult task. That's where Kabbage comes in. Kabbage provides simple, flexible access to a line of credit up to $100,000. They have helped 80,000 businesses with over $2 billion in funding. Go to Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. You'll get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Access your line from a phone or computer and only pay for what you take. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
The Ford Freedom Sales Event is on. It's our biggest event of the year, giving you the freedom to save. Now get 0% Ford credit financing on a huge selection of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, specially tagged Ford vehicles, 1,000 smart bonus cash. That's freedom from interest and freedom to choose from Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape. Even Ford Edge, Explore, or the Build Ford Tough F-150. No wonder Ford is America's best-selling brand. During the Ford Freedom Sales Event, get 0% Ford credit financing on a huge selection of Ford vehicles. Plus, specially tagged vehicles, get 1,000 smart bonus cash. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit limited term financing. Supply of vehicles with smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, Transit, Transit Connect E-Series, F650, and F750. See dealer or go to Ford.com for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take you retail delivery from dealer stock by 8-1-2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
I know you're thinking to yourself, I keep hearing Zipa, Zipa, Zipa. If you're sitting there wondering, why try Zipa? Why should I try Zipa? Well, number one, you ain't got nothing to lose. We got terrific customer service. I mean, I'm talking five-star fancy customer service. That means 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And you want to know the best part? When you call, you're not going to get some kind of computer or something like that. You're going to get a real human being with, like, air going in and out of lungs, a heartbeat. I mean, a real person. I'm not kidding. Because you got to understand something. At Zipa, our priority is to make sure you have a good night's sleep. And we want to be available to you at any time if you need to contact us. So what you need to do, go to www.zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You ain't got nothing to lose. If it works, you save, I don't know, your marriage, your sanity. If you love it, hey, you're welcome. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Order now.
Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, national president of Morena, told you. He said it's not just the splurge and ostentation. It's also the bad example. The Mexican government just spent 7.5 billion pesos on a presidential airplane. They also bought another one for the Secretary of Defense and one more for the Attorney General. Three airplanes costing $80 million. While the people only get crumbs, and that's only when they need the votes. Morena is the hope of Mexico.
If there is something everyone is sure about, it's the Mexican ingenuity. But it's only recently the government started to believe in it as well. Now they're looking to promote 2 million new ideas, 2 million new entrepreneurs that are creating jobs. The idea is to eliminate all the barriers, so with these good ideas, Mexicans can make their country shine even brighter. If you have a brilliant idea, connect gov.mx/INADEN, Government of the Republic.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Chris Peterson with Renovate America. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
That's your card right in front of me. I still can't read. Erin McKeon with Renovate America.
Good
Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us as well. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. It's on the radio. So we have to have a celebration today. I'm not sure that I can get behind today's celebration, though. It is National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. Heck, I could eat a whole ice cream cone before I get through all of that. I'm a simple guy. Rocky Road, please. Having beaten anorexia, if you guys go with chocolate, I can deal with that as well. Think about these. It's not that difficult, folks. Why do we have to have National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day? Maybe we'll even have a hot dog to go with it. I'm not sure. Now, I'm not going to go with that Nathan 60 hot dogs or something. I don't know. My bariatric doctor may not be too happy with that one, but we'll save that conversation for another day. He might be listening, and I got to talk to him every month. Moving right along. So we are just about there. I shared with you last Friday that when Britain decided, it was overnight the night before, to get out of the European Union, our stock market down, that's 600 points on Friday, another 300 points on Monday. I shared with you, do not panic. And that the stock market always, if I could tell you one thing about the stock market, is it always, always, and if I didn't mention it, it always overreacts. And
it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. So as of today, we are just about all the way back. We lost money on Friday, the market did. We lost on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it was up. As of this morning, we're almost right back where we started. Now, I share this thought with you. Some people look at this as a roller coaster. I'm looking at the chart for the last week or month or whatever. I don't know if you want to look at it as a roller coaster or the Grand Canyon, one or the other. And being that it's our seniors that need the money most, are soonest, I feel pretty bad for them because now they might need to be taking a little bit more of that blood pressure medicine. I'm just saying. The 10-year treasury, though, that is still 1.46 as I speak to you right now. 1.46 yield.
Ow!
Yeah. Now, unless you're looking to buy a new house, unless you are looking to refinance your house, 1.46 is not the number that you want to hear, because it means you're not getting a whole lot of money back when you invest in the United States Treasuries. But it is better than if you put your money into a Japan 10-year, which is not going to even give you your money back, and Germany, which will not give you your money back. Neither one of those. Those are both negative yields. Think about that. You put $1,000 in, you get less than $1,000 back. And, oh, yeah, you get to wait 10 years. That does not sound like something we want to be. Yeah, would not be some place where we really want to be going to. So what are you going to do? Enjoy the 4th of July. That's just kind of where we are. If you're thinking about buying that house, though, now would be the time because interest rates are low. We talked yesterday a lot about debt consolidation. Maybe you want to increase your home loan interest rate and lower your household payments. What do you think about that idea? If you catch the podcast yesterday, yes, you can go on YouTube. It is there. Watching the markets, the news of the day. Yes, you know I'm a political junkie. I did watch the news yesterday. It was fascinating to me. We see that there is an attack in Turkey. Last month, there was an attack in Orlando. We've seen the baby or little 13-year-old girl, I guess I'm showing my age, 13-year-old girl in Israel stabbed yesterday. And we hear that we don't have money for our military, that the budget is just way too short. And what does the United States Secretary of Defense come out and talk about yesterday? Of course he is. Transgenders allowed in the military. What else would we be talking about from the Department of Defense? And yes, they're going to spend taxpayer dollars for the medical needs. Now, let me just throw this out there because I'm a simple guy and I don't understand a whole lot of things. But somebody that's transgender, doesn't that kind of mean that they've got something they're not identifying as normal? No, they were born a man. They really want to be a woman. That's not what the norm would be. And I don't say this is good or bad or any of the others, but it's just not quite normal. And they might need, they've had some psychological difficulties. I saw one of the people yesterday. That was the comment made, was psychological difficulties there. So if that's the case, is that who we want flying an F-17 with bombs attached? Can we say Fort Hood? You know, I don't know about these things. It just seems odd to me that that's the direction that we want to head. Call me crazy. Well, a lot of people call me crazy, but that's just a different issue. But we'll check on that one. Now, here's another one that's a very, very interesting dilemma. Do you remember the Colorado theater shootings? Goes back several years. Well, I don't understand how this actually got as far as it did, but this is an interesting dilemma. I'm going to report it. You decide it. Here's the issue. The victims or the victim's family sued the theater. Now, what the theater was supposed to have done, Cinemark, what they were supposed to have done differently, I don't know what the case was. But in any event, the families sued the theater. They consolidated the lawsuit, 30 people in the lawsuit, and they were seeking damages. The jury unanimously found that the theater is not responsible. I could understand that. I don't understand how they could have been responsible, but the plaintiffs apparently felt they were. Well, part of Colorado law has something that's called loser pays. And I'm a big fan of loser pays. I think it would end a lot of frivolous lawsuits. I'm not saying this is frivolous or not, but loser pays would end the attorneys, they don't like that idea, but frivolous lawsuits would go out the door. Well, now the theater is counter-suing the families for $699,000 to pay for their legal expenses. I don't know. You tell me. What do you think about it? Ron at ronsiegelradio.com, or you can let me know right there on our Facebook, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Just a thought. I don't know where you're going to come down on this one. It'll be interesting to see what the thought process is. I don't know. Interesting. Looking in real estate, sales at the highest pace in 9 years is the latest information coming out from Freddie Mac and the National Association of Realtors. Sales of existing homes reached 5.29 million units. Inventory remains below six-month norm. Prices on the rise. Interest rates at a historic low. The Freddie Mac 30-year fixed-rate loans, 3.48%. What are you paying? Now, some of the compliance people get at me when I ask that question. What are you paying? That doesn't mean you can get that rate. You could get that rate if you've got great credit. And if you, I think it's a 0.6 is the average on points for that, 0.6 points. Just a thought right there. Sales are up 1.8% month over month, up 4.5% year over year. Inventory, these are national numbers, 4.7 months supply, down 5.7% year over year. And prices nationally up 4.7%, which is pretty close to, if you remember, on Wednesday, I shared with you that I had gone to the Chapman University Economic Forecast, and they said that California real estate prices are going to be up 4.6%. That's their forecast for the coming year. Have you thought about selling? Have you thought about moving? And we know that 92% of you have equity in your home. That's just another one of those Fannie Mae studies that comes out. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, energy efficient home improvements. You got to finance those. Heck, most of us don't save money. That might be a good way of doing it. And we're going to talk about, can you sell your home on your own? Why would you want to? I've told you about that before, but we'll talk about it. There's a report out there. Tips for better internet safety, Social Security from the Budgeteers. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can get it Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you needing a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you are? If the answer to these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before. Or make a child's lifelong wish come true. What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percent of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes. We have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners have a credit at closing. The title company has special published rate, and many other service providers incentive too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. When you want to get the true equity value of your home, text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you that value of your home. And the question today, can you sell your home on your own? The answer to the question is, yeah, you could. The reality of it is, would you want to? Now, I talked about this about a year or 2 years ago. The founder of ForSaleByOwner.com used a real estate agent to sell his home. Just a thought there. Now, you tell me if that makes sense to you, if you think you should be doing it on your own. Advantages, you can avoid paying real estate commissions. I get it. You control the selling process. Got them. And you can take as much time as you like. Okay, we got all those, all the positives there. But let's think about the other part of it. You're not a real estate expert. Sorry to inform you, it's just the way it is. It costs money and time to market your own home. You're going to pay the buyer's real estate agent anyway. And here's the bottom line. Statistics show that 92% of the people buy a home from a real estate professional. About 80% start their home search online. And when you sell your home with a real estate professional, you get 14% more money than if you sell it on your own. 14% more money than if you sell it on your own. So you get to do all the work. You get to do all the negotiating. You get to deal with all of the professionals. And you get less money. Am I missing something here?
What are you doing?
Yeah, just plain foolishness. Don't try it. Yes, you can do it. I'm here to tell you that even though I have a real estate license, which I don't use, and even though I talk to real estate professionals on a daily basis, I probably have a good understanding of real estate. When it came time for my mom to sell some of her properties, I put her in touch with a great real estate professional in the neighborhood. Want me to do the same for you? 800-306-1990. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professional of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-A-R, to 79564. So one of the things that goes on right now, if you've noticed, well, maybe not this weekend, but last weekend, I got that clip. I don't have Robin Williams telling us that it's hot, damn hot. If you're old enough to remember that, good morning, Vietnam. It was a great clip. But, you know, this weekend is not supposed to be as hot. What are you doing about it? It's, sometimes it gets a little warm in an area in California. It was 104 last weekend, 109 last weekend. I was out in the Coachella Valley about 2 weeks ago. You know, it was 114 out there. Well, think about that concept, home energy efficient upgrades. We've talked about that before. I am a big proponent of getting your house efficient as possible. You know, I'm not a big fan of sending a lot of money to, they're not a sponsor either, so don't worry, Southern California Edison or San Diego PG&E or the Anaheim Utilities, whoever, wherever you're at. Not a big fan of sending them a lot of money. If you like to, fine. If you want to pay a lot of utility bills, just send me a note. I'll give you mine. You can put my number right on the bottom of your check. Send that in. They'll take it. Not a problem. If you don't like doing that, then maybe the idea is energy efficient upgrades, but we don't have the money for it. So let's talk about maybe solving that problem for you. Chris Peterson is with us. Aaron McKean is with us. They are both with the HERO program. So Aaron, tell us, what is the HERO program?
The HERO program is a way to finance energy efficient and water efficient improvements for homeowners, and they end up paying it back over time through their property tax bill.
I like that idea.
Yeah, not too shabby.
So what does it take to qualify?
So there's a couple of eligibility requirements. First and foremost, they need to have at least 10% equity in the home.
Okay.
They,
and that means they probably had to own it for about 30 or 40 minutes.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, exactly. Sure. They close escrow and they have 10% equity in their home.
For the most
done.
Part.
Exactly. So that's one of the first things we look at. Something else that we look at is we want to make sure that they are current on their mortgage payments. So we don't want to see more than one late mortgage payment in the last 12 months.
Okay.
They also need to
that's
be current.
Fair.
Yeah, it's fair. You know, we want to make sure that they're, you know, paying what they're supposed to be paying. They also need to be current on their property taxes. So we don't want to see more than one late tax installment in the last 36 months.
Okay.
We want to make sure that they don't have any recent bankruptcies. So as if they don't have any bankruptcies within the last 2 to 7 years, they can qualify for that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, Chris, what does HERO stand for? I mean, when I talk about HEROs, I mean, we have the Ron Siegel Radio VIP HERO program. And that's for, you know, helping first responders and military get into houses. Not quite the same as what your HERO program
is. No, those are the true heroes, obviously. HERO is an acronym. It stands for Home Energy Renovation Opportunity.
Okay. And so where does that – I hear an inner change there sometimes. A lot of people think of HERO and PACE. They kind of go hand in hand. What is PACE?
So we are a PACE provider. PACE is it stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy. It's legislation that allows participating localities, allows the jurisdiction to have this type of financing in their community. Basically, we go into the municipalities and board of supervisors or the city councils, and we put a referendum in. We have to be voted in by the city council, and then everybody in the community can use this type of financing. Because it's put on the property tax bill, there has to be some government involvement. Although it is private money, there's no government money involved in this program.
So that means it's not available everywhere.
It's not. 87% of California, 450 some odd communities at this point, we're almost there, almost to 100%.
So maybe if you're in Button Willow or somewhere like that, maybe they're not there yet.
Yeah, and if anybody's curious, heroprogram.com/communities, that will show you all the communities that are eligible at this time.
So give me the why. Why was the HERO program created, or why was the PACE program created?
We want to bring energy efficiency to the market. We want to have everybody have the opportunity to reduce their carbon footprint, to reduce emissions, to reduce water consumption. All these things are important to everybody. The truth is that there's a lot of programs out there and for energy efficient mortgages.
Sure.
Obviously PACE financing, you can do a HELOC to do these types of improvements. We are just another way to bring energy efficiency to the market.
So how is it going to compare then? I mean, you mentioned a HELOC, home equity line of credit, for those that are not into the acronyms that I like to do. What's the difference between doing a PACE cost-wise and a HELOC?
So HELOCs are what, prime plus one, variable rate. We are a fixed term.
That's good.
Fixed interest rate. So you know that in 15 or 20 years, when you're finished paying it, that you are finished paying it. You paid the same rate from the day up to the day you pay it off. There is no prepayment penalty either, which is very helpful. So we are 6.75 to 8.35%. Now, what you get with that is a very robust consumer protection platform. So what we do is we make sure that it's single purpose financing. So you're only doing energy efficient improvements, fixtures to the house, because it follows the property on the property taxes. You can't take it with you. So refrigerators and certain appliances aren't going to qualify, but big ticket items like your roof or your insulation, air conditioning, HVAC systems, solar, drought resistant landscaping, all those types of items are going to be eligible for this program.
So do I have to start off with one of those rating programs that tells me what's missing in my house efficiency or
no, that's
or,
certainly an option if okay. you like, but it's not required to do a HERS test.
Right, a HERS test.
Or energy audit. So yeah, those are not required as they would be for an energy efficient mortgage or the home style product from Fannie Mae. However, it is something you can do. And it's actually not a bad idea. The truth is that if you ask a window guy, they're going to tell you need new windows, right?
Right.
Scientifically speaking, a HERS test or something of the sort will tell you what it is that will reduce your energy costs and increase your efficiency. And you can choose what you want to do in what order.
And to me, that makes a lot of sense doing that, because you bring up a great point that if you call a solar company, they're going to tell you the best solution out there is solar.
Absolutely.
And the roofing company is going to tell you that the best solution is roofing, and the window company, so on. But very few of them are going to say, well, if you do your windows and your roof and then talk about solar, maybe I can get less solar and have a smaller expense, right? So, I mean,
absolutely.
Going through that is probably a better idea, do you think?
You know, it's certainly a great option. I know a lot of contractors out there that that's part of their business plan. That's what they do. They go in and they'll do the test so that they know how can I get their reputation's on the line. They want to make sure that the client doesn't call them back in 6 months and say, hey, my bills haven't gone down at all. Those windows didn't do anything for me. They know that, if you actually go in and fix your ducts, that's actually going to save a lot of energy for you, because they were built in 1978, right?
That's a great point. We're going to talk more about that, looking at some of the retrofits that we might want to talk about before we even get to the energy items. We'll talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Tips for better internet safety, Social Security for budgeteers, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest rates. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans finance and get the money they need. VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. Just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. We all are. That's why I recommend you talk to CreditSanitizer.com. I've been looking at credit reports since about the 80s, and I've yet to see one that's completely accurate. Never. Even people with an 8, I think the highest score I've seen is 834, 850 quick, and he had errors on his report. Think about that. You do too. So what are some internet safety tips? Number one, protect your passwords. Please don't use your birth date. Everybody knows it. Don't use your initials, your dog's name, your street name, your social security number, the last 4 digits of your social security number, your anniversary. Did I hit yours yet? I told my dad that one time. I said, Dad, I can pick your password in about 5 minutes. It took me about one. Think about those ideas. So protect your passwords. One of the things I will share with you, LastPass, LastPass. They will keep track of all of your usernames and passwords for you. It is encrypted, and it puts like one of those 12-digit character thingies, passwords in there. It generates it for you, so you don't have to have the same password for anything. All you need to do is remember one. It remembers the rest. Only shopper bank and encrypted websites. Make sure you look for that little S at the end of the HTTP in the website. Keep your security software up to date and don't fall for phony emails. It's amazing how many people phony emails, and now they're doing them on Facebook as well. So watch out for those fakes. We don't want to have you call me and say, hey, Ron, I didn't listen, and what do I do now? CreditSanitizer.com. They are your solution for our Credit Matters segment today. We're going to continue our conversation. Chris Peterson and Aaron McKeon are with us this morning. Renovate America, the HERO program. We're chatting about it. So what we were talking before the break a little bit about some of the benefits of the HERO program, about energy efficiency. And Chris, you neglected one item in there that is one of my hot buttons. You're talking about saving energy and carbon footprint and all of the good stuff there. But I like the idea of I'm kind of patriotic. So saving Benjamin Franklin, it might be a new movie they come out with. Right?
Yeah.
We save some money using the HERO program?
Absolutely. The whole point of this is energy efficiency, but that results in lower energy bills. And that's what it comes down to. In fact, our program through the state of California since its inception has saved homeowners here in California $2.7 billion in energy bill savings, which is about 2.73 tons of emissions, water savings of $43 million, over 4.7 billion gallons of water saved. And also economic stimulus. We've created over 14,000 jobs and $2.7 billion in economic stimulus. That, especially when you're talking about real estate, those are people that they're buying up. They're buying the bigger house. They're selling their home. They're moving to a new one, or they're first-time home buyers who just got that new job. And thanks to the HERO program, they're able to get the new house. So
we've got a couple of areas, a couple of channels to go with that. Mm-hmm. Is – first off, the first-time home buyer, they're generally buying, you know, a cheaper home, right? By definition, I mean, they're probably not going to, unless you just won the lottery, you're probably not going to be buying the million-dollar home in Newport Beach. And you're probably buying something that's more of a starter home. And a lot of those starter homes are a little older. They need some retrofitting. Can a program like this help with retrofitting, or is it just going to be for the new roof or the new...
It is strictly for retrofits. In fact, new construction wouldn't qualify for the HERO program. The good thing about this program for first-time home buyers is as long as you've got that 10% equity, you put 10% down, you know, a lot of times that's it. That's all the cash they have on hand.
Sure.
And so how do I fix that HVAC system? I couldn't get the real estate agent to negotiate it, unfortunately. So how do I get it in there? Well, this is the way to do that. And you can pay it back over time on your tax bill. That interest payment may be deductible as well. Obviously, you need to speak with your tax professional. But there are some benefits from that angle as well.
So, Aaron, why do we want to have it on our tax bill instead of just paying outright?
Well, I think to your point earlier, you know, if you've got a first-time home buyer, and also playing off of Chris's point, you know, if you're putting 10% down, that may be all the cash that they have. So this is just another way for them to pay it. So if you don't have the cash, if they don't want to tie up their lines of credit, because, you know, through the property taxes, it's attaching itself to the home, not the person. So, you know, it's just another way where they are not going to have to come with cash out of pocket.
Is there a down payment on something like this?
There is no down payment. It's we will finance up to 100% of the improvements.
Okay.
Yes.
And so give me an idea. I mean, if I need new ducting.
Right.
Is that something that can be done?
Yes. Ducting, insulation, we've mentioned roofing, solar, drought-tolerant landscaping, windows, certain types of cool paint. I mean, there's literally over a million
cool
products.
Paint.
I know. Doesn't that just sound cool?
Does that mean like
essentially it
hot paint?
Right? Cool.
Really
paint's
cool.
A cool color. So really, I mean, that's just meant to, you know, reflect the sun off of the home. But, you know, there's over a million products that are eligible for this form of financing across 50 different product categories. So if you're a homeowner that's interested or curious about this form of financing, what we always suggest you do is you go to the HERO Program's website, www.heroprogram.com. There's a tab that says eligible products, and you can go ahead and search those products. And, you know, there's plenty of things on there that you may not even realize are energy efficient that might be a good option for you in your home.
So what's the starting point? I mean, I talk a lot about mm-hmm. real estate, and I say that, you know, if someone's looking to buy a house,
sure.
their starting point really should be with a mortgage professional to
mm-hmm.
see what they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
In this instance, do you start with the contractor or do you start with the finance? side?
You would really start with the contractor. You know, I think it depends. Yeah, chicken and egg. I mean, there's, I would say that, you know, most people who ask us about this, they're at the point where they're already currently living in their home.
Right.
And they say, how do I find out more about the HERO program? What if I don't know a HERO registered contractor? How do I find those people? Again, you would go to the website, and it's as easy as typing in the city that you live in. You can narrow it down, filter it down by the type of work that you're interested in improving on your home. And it will essentially spit out a list of contractors that will offer the HERO form of financing in your area.
So what is involved for a contractor to do that? Is there a vetting process?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it just, yeah, I want to offer this financing?
We'll take anybody off the street. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, there's a pretty strict vetting process. And really the idea behind that is that, you know, we want to make sure that the contractor's licenses are current, within good standing. We have an incredible compliance department that we're really proud of as a part of Renovate America. They literally check the list of HERO registered contractors against the California State License Board on a daily basis to make sure that everything's current, within good standing. And really, you know, we want to make sure that the contractors are doing right by our clients, the homeowners.
Because otherwise they're going to come back at everybody.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And they're going to come to the finance company. They're going to talk to whomever they can find.
Sure.
Is there a rule of thumb as to what you want to spend on energy efficiency as far as, you know, do you spend what you're saving? Do you spend 80% of savings or 120% of savings? Is there any kind of rule of thumb on that?
I would say, and Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, I would say that the goal is really to have kind of a net zero energy, you know, meaning that you are, you know, whatever you're paying in energy bills, essentially you're saving through the energy that's going out. So, you know, we don't really think about the percentage. Chris, do you want to
answer
that?
Well, you know, people have different objectives.
Sure.
with this form of financing. Some people want to, you know, curb the deferred maintenance. Right, they've got some things that need done. They need done to their home. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to see a reduction in their energy bills, mm-hmm. but their level of comfort, health is going to be increased. You know, and the overall curb appeal of the property, potentially the value.
There's a big one right there, especially nowadays. I mean, many people, we think of, you know, being a finance person, a numbers guy. I often look at just the dollars and cents of things, but you really don't always think about the idea of the health.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, if you've got ducting from 1960, now there might be a little dust in there.
You bet. There's health is a big one. Intrinsic bias. Some things you can't necessarily quantify, but your quality of life goes up, and that's something that, especially imagine somebody that, you know, maybe their credit's all tied up, and they don't have the cash on hand. They don't want to put it on a high interest credit card, but they need this for the health. They're having trouble breathing. They've got some things that need to be taken care of. And the HERO program is a great way to solve for that.
So if I do that and then decide that, you know, like the high interest credit cards or whatever, or do a debt consolidation loan or something like that down the road, is there a prepayment penalty? Can you pay it off early even?
Absolutely. There is no prepayment penalty.
Okay. So it's not like how do you determine the term of the loan?
The term of the loan is the economic or useful life of the products we're installing. Since it follows the property, we want to make sure that you're not paying something that you've had to replace. So, for example, if you have a hot water heater, typically those are a 10 or 15-year product. So we're not going to give you a 20-year term on that. It's going to follow the life of the product that we're installing.
What if you do a roof and a water heater?
It's going to follow whatever has the longest life.
The longest life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, again, because obviously a roof is going to be more expensive than the water heater.
Sure.
The water heater is probably going to go out sooner than the roof.
But yeah, well, hopefully not, but yeah. You know, if you're strictly by the numbers, that would be the
okay.
case.
Okay, yeah, so it's got it. Okay, so very, very interesting. We're going to talk more about this, maybe buying and selling houses. We're going to talk about how this affects your ability to buy and sell your house when we come back. Is there an effect? Who knows? We're going to find out. Well, actually, I know who knows. Aaron and Chris know. That's why they're here. They're going to share that with us. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also talk a little senior citizens. I wonder if this would be good for seniors. We'll talk about that as well, because they've got some budget issues when we're looking at a 1.46 10-year treasury rate. Holy cow. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership. What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BREMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas with its golden beach, celebrity chef restaurants, and electric nightlife. There's never been a better time to be a resortist. Visit MandalayBay.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. That would be your household board of directors. All you need to do is text ATP to 79564. One of the board members will reach out to you. You got to do a little survey, and then we'll put together who do you need on your household board of directors. Tax professional, CPA, financial planner, estate planning attorney, family lawyer, bankruptcy attorney, I hope not, credit repair, mortgage, reverse mortgage, real estate, all people that might need to be giving you some guidance when it comes to your household events. Better to know them ahead of time than after you really need somebody like that. So today we're going to talk a couple of minutes, Social Security from the budgeteers. And you remember I've talked to you before that there are alternatives. Don't get your information about Social Security from your neighbor. Just going to go there. they probably know as much as you do about it. But, you know, some of us, we know everything about everything. So that's why I recommend getting the information from somebody who really does know it, somebody that focuses on that. And it, maybe it's from a financial standpoint, maybe it's from a medical standpoint, maybe both, right? And the plan, the Social Security rules changed April 30th. Some of the rules changed. Maybe your neighbor doesn't know that. I'm just going there. So if you don't need it, maybe you don't want to take it. Maybe there are reasons you should take it. They're worrying about the Social Security having a shortfall. One of those, I would say, probably don't worry about that. The politicians always seem to find money for votes. Not saying they're going to buy your vote. I wouldn't say something like that. But they generally will find the money to keep some of these programs. If you want to see the definition of a short-term program, there isn't one. Every program in government stays on forever. So Social Security, that's going to run a deficit. You're still going to get the money. But the big issue is, when do you want to take it? It's a $500,000. I'm not going to go into all the numbers, but I'm just going to tell you quickly. $500,000 decision. If you take Social Security age 60 to age 70, 62 is, I guess, the first age you can get it. The difference between taking it age 62 on average, age 70, $500,000 decision. So maybe you want to talk to somebody beyond just your neighbor. And if you want to meet one of those or two of those folks, I'll put you in touch with them. Again, I study it. I know it. I refer you to the people that know it even better than me. 800-306-1990. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Continuing our conversation this morning, Chris Peterson, Aaron McKeon in from the HERO program. So during the break, Chris, you're telling me about some new changes coming up on July 11th.
That's right. To further improve our consumer protection platform, we are starting to make calls to confirm terms to everybody that applies to this program. We used to do it just for seniors, but now we found the need to just extend these up a little bit more, to make them, to beef them up a little bit, if you will. We want to make sure we get the right clients.
Sure.
We don't want them coming back to us and saying, I didn't understand what I signed. We want to make sure they understand what they're signing and what they're signing up for, and really understand how this program works so that there's no confusion.
Sounds to me like a great idea. I mean, we see right now that and I know you've done that with seniors before, and we watch the idea that even in the reverse mortgage, they have a counseling session. Right. So now the idea of having this one extra phone call, you know, what happens if the senior isn't around, or the individual? I guess it's going to be everybody. Does the whole project get put on hold pending a conversation?
Yeah, in fact, they can't even finish signing the application unless they speak with us.
Okay, good.
So this is a kitchen table. You know, contractors that are already doing business in the area we're a tool that they can use to offer their clients for energy efficient improvements. So we don't have our own contractors. There's no HERO contractors. There's HERO registered contractors.
Okay.
So when they're selling these products and our form of financing, you know, they're just one step down the line. So we want to make sure we get actually HERO representatives on the phone explaining the program to them, so that the burden's not necessarily all on the contractors.
Which makes sense, because how do you really become an expert in everything? I mean, if I were to, you know, I can tell people that I know a lot about a lot of different programs because of the people I get to chat with on a regular basis. But does that make me an expert? I mean, because I can put in an air conditioner, which I cannot, but you know, because I can put in an air conditioner, does that mean I'm a financing guy now?
Right.
No.
I mean, most of the guys that I know that put in air conditioning, they do a good job with that. Mm-hmm. But if I ask them the difference between a HELOC and a PACE program or a HERO mm-hmm. program, or an escrow account or a pay-as-you-go, and that's not their forte.
Right.
Right. And
exactly.
I'm hoping that's what you're saying, is your people are going to know the difference between escrowed taxes versus,
sure,
you know, paying it twice a year, once a year, whatever.
Yeah. And to tie on to this, we're also beefing up our disclosures. So we've actually have a new disclosure coming out hopefully this year, which will be modeled after the know before you owe, and something anybody in the real estate industry will understand. It's a TRID-like disclosure.
That's a dirty word in most of real estate.
I know. Well, you know, it's the right thing to do, though. Consistency, right?
Yeah.
We want to make sure that it's everything's on the table, and you say, yes, this is what I'm looking for. And so far, you know, it's been a great program. It's been a tremendous program. So
what about, here's one of the big issues, Aaron, that we come up with that I hear from real estate people, and some of them, You know, it's almost like everything when especially, and I understand a little bit about the HERO program,
sure.
is there was a lot of challenges with it when it first came out. And you guys have done a great job evolving to meet the market. Unfortunately, a lot of consumers or real estate professionals
mm-hmm.
don't get educated as well as, then they're not keeping up with all the things you're talking about.
And you know what? You're talking to the right woman because that actually is what I do every day is I go out and I educate the real estate community on this form of financing, everything from the basics of the program to what it will look like or what it could like look like in a transaction. And most importantly, the resources that are available to them when they experience it in a transaction.
So a couple of areas I want to get into on that part of it is if somebody buys a new house that mm-hmm. and the home has a HERO loan on it,
mm-hmm.
will the loan go with the property? Does they have to requalify? How does that work?
That's a great question. So the idea, and I believe Chris mentioned it earlier, you know, the idea is that this assessment may transfer with the property. So if I have it on my home and go to sell it to Chris, you know, the idea is that it may transfer to him as the new buyer. And so that is one option.
Yeah, the real challenge has been consistency in the marketplace with lenders. Some lenders will allow that, some won't. So what we've done is we've created a subordination agreement.
Okay.
And this basically, in the event of default, we relinquish our rights to initiate foreclosure and to proceeds ahead of the new first lender. And this actually complements what's called CAPFA, and that's a big long acronym. Don't ask me to
okay.
it. But you can look it up online. It came out of the governor's office. Which basically it's a $10 million loan loss fund that the state of California put up in, to make lenders whole in the event of default on PACE properties for the assessment.
So let me ask this, what do they call it? Case study,
yes.
so to speak. So I've got a home that has a HERO loan on it. I sell it to a consumer or to whomever,
mm-hmm.
and the buyer buys it with a FHA loan. So by definition, obviously, they're going with 3.5% as the minimum down payment, unless they have some down payment assistance. And, you know, now you're ending up with maybe it's over, when you add the PACE product on top, how's that going to work? Or will it work?
So
it's going to be over, the loan to value is going to be above that 10% you talked about earlier.
Correct. So, and thank you. This reminded me what you asked me earlier that I forgot. So if a homeowner comes in and they're purchasing a home FHA that has the HERO assessment on it, they don't have to reapply for that HERO assessment because it's attached to the property, right?
Okay.
It's not attached to the person. However, they do have to be able to afford that additional payment from a debt to income ratio.
Okay.
So, you know, if for some reason it is going to put them over over their LTV and into, you know, a negative situation, then there's some negotiating tactics that Chris's team can help guide the real estate community through. So if a homeowner comes in and they really want to purchase this home and it has the HERO assessment, but they can't quite afford that additional payment, then we can come in and help out with some negotiating tactics.
One of the benefits of this program is you can actually do a partial payment. Because
mm-hmm.
it is a fixed term and a fixed interest rate, any reduction in principal will actually reduce your monthly obligation. So let's say you are close on your debt to income ratio, right? Your payment is just a little bit skewed, which happens often, like with homeowners'
sure.
dues
mm-hmm.
or Melrose.
Right.
So maybe they negotiate with the seller, hey, pay down $10,000 off that assessment, $5,000, what have you, and get that monthly payment down so that I'm in conforming DTI.
Mm-hmm.
Great. You know, something, the clearing a lot of these things becomes a very difficult issue. And we try and give you some great information. As you know, I can't give you all the answers every day. But what we can do is give you the questions and the resources to get those questions answered. That's what the value is, and that's why we're trying to bring this information to you as we do other things. So if you have any more questions on this, give me a call. I'd be happy to put you in touch with Aaron or Chris or their teams. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk to you next time, Ron Siegel Radio.
I'll make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. One obstacle many small businesses face is that getting the capital they need can be a difficult task. That's where Kabbage comes in. Kabbage provides simple, flexible access to a line of credit up to $100,000. They have helped 80,000 businesses with over $2 billion in funding. Go to Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. You'll get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Access your line from a phone or computer and only pay for what you take. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
Make sure you know.